Yevamos, Perches Mishnah Vav. The Mishnah we're going to have over here is really not shaykh to Gittin. It's mentioned in tandem with all the bitulei issues and bitulei schuyas or issues that are mentioned, which is really, as we kept on repeating when we learned Mishnah Hey, that these are dinim that are mentioned in Yevamos, biyachas to misa sabal to be matir nisha l'shuk. So the Mishnah over here brings a tosefes dvar, another place where these knosos are negeir. Kol ha'arai she'omru tzoyosein mutorois. We learned in the beginning of Yevamos that if a man has two wives, he dies without children, his brother, the Yavam, is supposed to be Miyavim, one of them. Both of them are skukim until one of them has either Yivim v'chalitza. One will part to the other. However, if one of those wives is not eligible for Yivim because she's a erva, it's the brother's mother or the brother's daughter or the brother's something else, the wife of his sister, it's chayv ekrisus b'ayfen with his no zikr. So then she patters not only herself, we paskin, that she patters the tzoris as well. Kol ha'arayis ha'amurois, poitus tzorisem, it says over there, it's makhlekes b'sham ha'mizil, we paskin tzoras erva as a din of p'tur deraisa. Lamaisa, the Mishnah tells us, the holchu ha'tzoras ha'elu v'nisu, what happens? Reuven died, left over two wives, Rochel and Leah. Rochel is an erva to Shimon, his brother. So l'chor, that patters as well Leah. Leah goes and gets married l'shuk. It's then found out that the woman who you considered pattering midin erva was really an islandess. She was never married to Reuven in the first place. It's a mishnah over there. The beginning of the first parakim of Amos. V'chol hanoshim elu hanemtzois islandess. That means that the marriage to Reuven was never valid because the mekachtois assumed that he married an islandess. To Mekach Tois, he was never married to Reuven. Mel, the Tzora was not a Tzora of an Erva. She was a regular Yevama. So the halacha is, if Nimtzu Elu Islanders, Teitzim, Mizeh, Mizeh, V'chol Adrochim, Elu Bo. That we're going to be Machmer over there the same way. What's the Pshat in this Mishnah? What should be the Din Derais of this woman? Again, Reuven was married to Rochel and Leah. Reuven died. He left over Rochel and Leah. Ostensibly, it looked like Rochel is an Erva to Shimon. Therefore, she patters the Zika. Leah goes and gets married without chalitza. Midereisa, if we say that Rochel is a mekach tois, Leah is a regular yevama. Not only that, even if she got married, sacha kol she was mizana, she's yevama mishuk that was mizana, doesn't part of the yibum. And if she got married and kedushin tafsi bo, which is a shal on the end of yevamas, is kedushin tafsi in a yevama l'shuk, so then that's it, mafkir the zika. Why teitzi mizeh mizeh? The teretz is, again, it's a knas over here because you should have been careful. An islandess usually comes with warning signs. So if there's a tzad that Rochel is going to be an islandess, or you're letting go of Leah, you're sending Leah out l'shuk with a psak that Rochel is an islandess, you better be check and double check and triple check. An islandess, a mole, it's not 100% clear she's an islandess. To let Leah out without a chalitza means that there was some negligence here. So Mela, what goes over here also, the common denominator over here is things that are done sloppy. In Yoni Dovah Shebev and Yoni Ishus Chazal are very, very machmir. That's the theme of this Mishnah. Mishnah Zayin, Hakoynis Es Yevimtoi. Another din that shayach over here to Yevomis, it's also shayach to the Inyonim that we're discussing. V'holcha Tzorosa V'nises La'acher. Reuven died. Left over Rochel and Leah. Rochel Taka was Nisyabim to Shimon. Chayre Leah should be Mateus Lashuk. V'holcha Tzorosa V'nises La'acher. Her Tzara, Leah, now is not a Yevam anymore. There's no Zika. Rochel was already Nichnasa. Lushus, Shimon was Baal Rochel. Leah is scot free. The problem is that then turns out that Rochel is an islandess, which means not only is she not married to Shimon, she was never married to Reuven in the first place, which means that the marriage of Leah was the only real marriage to Reuven. She was skuka to Shimon. And again, there's a negligence over here because you missed the warning signs. Bezdin missed the warning signs that there was an islandess here. So because, again, this sloppy homework that was done, that's the theme of the Mishnah, is that whenever there's problems that should have not happened, over there, we're going to put all the chumras in place. This way, the mistake doesn't happen in the first place.